Hello and welcome back to Cyclone Sports Commentary. I'm your host, Trevor McNeil. Today is Thursday, August 24th, 2023. First off, welcome back to the episode and the podcast. This is the 2023-24 season, first episode of the season, and first episode in a while for Cyclone Sports Review. This season upcoming looks to be a fun one, as we welcome Houston, BYU, UCF, and Cincinnati to the Big 12. Today we will be recapping the spring seasons, recapping the off season, and introducing the fall seasons. The Cyclones women's tennis team was able to finish the season 21-6 overall and made the Elite Eight of the NCAA Tennis Championships after hosting the first three rounds and earning victories against Drake, number 22 Wisconsin, and number 20 UCLA. Boomer Esiaia is leaving to go to Clemson as a head coach at Clemson. Thank you to Coach Boomer Esiaia for a great record at Iowa State. Iowa State has now been ranked in 29 consecutive tennis polls, a program record. On that note, fueled by the momentum generated from three consecutive NCAA women's tennis tournament appearances, Iowa State Athletics has unveiled plans for the indoor and outdoor tennis complex for the program. This is sponsored by the Ames Racquet and Fitness Center, along with the Iowa State Research Park. The Iowa State Research Park will find an existing four-court indoor tennis bubble and expand it to six courts, construct six new outdoor courts on the property, and a team building facility to include amenities such as a team room, locker room, and training room. Pending Iowa Board of Regents approval in September, the completed outdoor facility will be completed in the fall of 2023, with the indoor court expansion and the team facility slated for 2024 of fall completion. Once the tennis program vacates the McKee Complex, the facility will be transferred to a practice facility for the Iowa State volleyball team. The Iowa State softball team finishes their 2023 campaign with a 25-30 overall record and a 6-12 mark in the Big 12 for the third consecutive season. The Cyclones placed fifth in the league standings, advancing to the semifinals of the Big 12 championship before falling to top-ranked national champions Oklahoma. Iowa State completes their third straight season with at least 25 wins. The Cyclones finished the season strong, winning 12 out of their final 17 games of the season, including four top 25 victories. Iowa State's win over third-ranked Oklahoma State tied the program record for the largest upset in school history. Iowa State's softball fan base continued to grow this year, as four of the top 10 most attended games in program history came this season. Of those four games was a Saturday doubleheader against top-ranked Oklahoma, which pulled a record crowd of 1,715 spectators. Iowa State punctuated the 2022-2023 Cyhawk series with a 7-4 victory over Iowa in Iowa City to keep the undefeated record over Iowa under head coach Jamie Pinkerton. Coach Pinkerton hit his 500th career win and 150th win at Iowa State. T.J. Altenberger has announced his staff updates for the 2023-2024 season. Stevie Taylor has been announced as the Assistant Director of Player Development, while Bryron Pearson and Levante Davis have been named graduate assistants. Altenberger states Stevie is an excellent teacher and communicator and takes tremendous pride in developing young men on and off the court. We look forward to his skill set and character positively impacting our program. Omaha Blue played for the U19 U.S. national team this summer, where he played in seven games, started in three, and averaged 5.9 points per game as the U.S. went 5-2 with a fourth place finish at the FIBA World Cup. Iowa State women's basketball has added Alyssa Williams to the 2023-2024 roster, as Williams is a transfer from the national champions LSU. Williams will be redshirted for her sophomore year at Iowa State. She is a 6'2 forward from Denton, Texas. Williams appeared in 20 games for LSU, playing a total of 58 minutes. She scored 18 points and pulled down 20 rebounds while adding 2 blocks as a reserve. As a left-handed guard for Braswell High School, Williams led to the Bengals to a 35-3 record as a senior, while advancing to the 6A Region 1 championship game. She averaged 17.8 points per game and 7 rebounds per game over her junior and senior years. With that, the incoming freshman center, Audie Crooks from Bishop Garrigan High School, averaged 30 points per game and 15 rebounds per game, holding both school records. In her final game, the Iowa 1A State Championship, Crooks put up the state record in the playoffs with 49 points and 16 rebounds. The Iowa State volleyball team dove into their season on Saturday as they went on the road to Missouri for an exhibition match. Iowa State returns their best player, outside hitter Maya Duxworth, the sophomore from Texas. Iowa State also returns their defensive specialist, Brooke Stonestreet, another major key to the Cyclones' success. On Saturday, the Cyclones were able to defeat the Tigers 3-2. Iowa State kicks off the regular season tomorrow against South Dakota at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN+. The Iowa State soccer team kicked off their season on the road on August 7th against Northern Iowa in an exhibition game. Iowa State returns 5 starters from last year, however lost their goalkeeper and added 11 newcomers, 6 of those being transfers. Iowa State was able to beat Northern Iowa 2-1. Then, on August 10th, the Cyclones traveled to Minnesota, picking up a 1-0 win in their final tune-up game before the regular season. The Cyclones started regular season play last week as they hosted Arizona, where the Cyclones came out with another 2-1 win. On Sunday, the Cyclones were tested on the road by Northern Colorado, where the score was yet again 1-0 with a lone goal coming from Mira Emma on a penalty kick. Emma goes on to take the Cyclones Club Athlete of the Week. The Cyclones kick off the Cyhawks series at Iowa tonight on Big Ten Plus at 8 p.m. Eastern. Iowa State football hosts Northern Iowa in their first regular season contest in 9 days, and here is what you need to know. The Cyclones have 5 projected starters battling criminal charges for gambling while underage. 3 of these players would be last year's quarterback, Hunter Deckers, who was accused of over $2,000 as one of the bets being an under on the Iowa State football game, as well as the tight end Deshaun Hanika. Meanwhile, Jarrell Brock, last year's starting running back for 9 out of 12 games, has also been accused of underage gambling. On Monday, Jarrell Brock voluntarily left the team. So, what's next for Iowa State football? Well, the defense is still one of the best in the conference with Haycock's 3-3-5, which allows great support up the middle as well as support in the secondary. The Cyclones were the best in the conference in defense, as well as top 3 in defense every year other than one since 2017. They have allowed 22 points on average for 4 straight years since making the conference championship in 2020. Iowa State is 11-14, 11 of the 14 losses being one possession games. Once again, is the Iowa State offense holding their team back. Not only did the Cyclones put up 117 points in 9 conference games, which is an average of just under 17 points per game, 3 of those losses were by 3 points or less. Then now, both the starting quarterback and an offensive lineman have been suspended to gambling. However, not all hope is lost. The Cyclones have brought in the 6'7" quarterback, J.J. Cole, a freshman from Ankeny, Iowa. The Cyclones will also bring back wide receiver Jalen Knoll, RB Cartavius Norton, and QB Rocco Becht, who will likely start against Northern Iowa on offense. On defense, the Cyclones return DBs Miles Purchase and TJ Tampa, and linebacker Jerry Vaughn. Leading away will be Tyler Perkins, the punter. The lone spots that are really concerning right now is another wide receiver, another linebacker, a tight end, and a kicker. However, there will be a lot decided in the first game against Northern Iowa next Saturday, who is no one to take lightly, as the Cyclones struggled against Northern Iowa in 2021, barely pulling out a 16-10 win. That'll wrap it up for today's episode of Cyclone Sports Review. This is the first episode of Cyclone Sports Review of the season, and we will host these on Tuesdays each week. Thank you for listening. I am your host, Trevor McNeil, signing off. Thank you.